Lesson 14. Bigfoot, Fact or Fantasy? When European explorers returned from Asia and Africa in the Middle Ages, they reported having seen 12-foot lizards with huge jaws that could eat a person whole. Most people who heard these stories were incredulous and accused the travelers of lying. But the story seemed preposterous only because at that time, hardly anyone in Europe had ever seen a crocodile. For centuries, travelers have been ridiculed for their reports of exotic creatures seen in distant lands. But the Komodo dragon of Indonesia, the giant panda of western China, and the mountain gorilla of Ethiopia, to mention just three that were dismissed at one time as imaginary, really do exist. More recently, there have been stories of Bigfoot, the legendary ape-like creature of the American Northwest. Bigfoot's counterpart, said to live just below the snow line in the Himalayan mountains of Asia, is the Yeti, also known as the Abominable Snowman. Alleged spottings and even photographs of both creatures make news periodically, and plaster casts have supposedly been made of their footprints. But the photographs are never sharp, the plaster casts could well be fakes, and the claims of those who say they have seen Bigfoot are not very plausible. Scientists have been scrupulous in their examination of the evidence, and their view is that it is not conclusive. Most remain unconvinced that Bigfoot and the Yeti actually exist. In spite of the scientists' findings, some people feel the need to believe that such creatures do exist because they are enthralled by the mysterious. They would like to think that somewhere deep in the forest, Bigfoot is lurking, or that high in the Himalayas, a team of mountaineers is about to come upon the Yeti. Supermarket tabloids pander to these people with headlines such as "Bigfoot Stole My Baby" or "Yeti Attacks Climbers on Mount Everest." Of course, only the most naive people believe such stories. Given our dismal record of dealing with wild creatures, it would probably be best for Bigfoot and the Yeti, if indeed they are real, to remain undiscovered. For what would we do with them if we captured them? Such creatures do not belong in a menagerie to be peered at and photographed by sightseers. The fate of the giant panda, the Komodo dragon, and the mountain gorilla. Bigfoot and the Yeti are probably best left where they are now, creatures of our imagination, along with unicorns, fire-breathing dragons, and mermaids.